subscribe everywhere. So hit the bell on YouTube, what's up, everybody? What's up? I hope this is coming through good. I really do. I paused my game to be here, and my game, some people say I have no game. It's all good. It's what's happening. So let's go ahead and say happy Sunday to everybody. Why is my music not fading? What am I doing wrong? I mean, it's, oh my goodness. There we go. There goes the fade. There it goes. What's happening, everybody? It's your boy Onyx here, going full nerd. And I'm going to be honest. What's happening to my man Thomas? What's up, Ron? I'm going to be honest, man. I'm messing up. I really, really, really am messing up. Because originally, what I had planned, what I really wanted to do was to review Dungeons and Dragons. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to really throw out there at you, life always gets in the way of everything, just everything, you know? And sometimes it's like, what is my true responsibility? What is responsibility? It's something that I got to, you know, I think I'm responsible. I think I am. I think I am. And I try not to sound negative. I really try not to sound negative about a whole bunch of stuff. So here goes the key. Let's talk about it. So I was all prepared to go see Dungeons and Dragons. But then I had to go to work. Then I was like, okay, let's do this. But then we got obligations. I got grandkids that we kind of support in little things and, you know, activities. So we had cheerleading going on. We had football practice going on. I'm an assistant football coach. I ain't even going to talk about all that. But here goes the deal. All of that plus mixed into it, my wife wanted to trade her car in. So that's all this stuff going on. And I'm sitting here like a fat clown in a three-ring circus trying to juggle everything. And when you try to juggle everything, you're going to drop a ball. And the ball I dropped was going to see Dungeons and Dragons, which ended up being the top movie this weekend. No, or was it John Wick? I don't know. But I looked at my theater that I always go and check out the movies at. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was looking, and when I say the movie theater was sold out, it was sold out. I couldn't even get in there if I wanted to get in before the show today. So I'm going to make it my point. I'm going to try to binge watch some movies. I still got to watch all four John Wicks. Whatever. And then I still gotta, I gotta see Dungeons and Dragons, because I gotta talk about that. Because I liked the other Dungeons and Dragons. I liked the cartoon from back in the 80s. And I really, really liked the one that had the Wayans brother in it. You know, y'all don't remember that Dungeons and Dragons movie. I liked that one. Was it Marlon? I think it was Marlon in that one. You know, I liked that Dungeons and Dragons movie. That was kind of cool. But, you know, I said, okay, let's go. So we ended up, my wife got the cheerleading practice done. Hooray. I got the football practice done. Hooray. My wife actually got her car traded in and got a brand new car. Hey, that got done. Good. So what do I get out of this? Well, hey. I get to sit here and explain to y'all why I didn't review Dungeons & Dragons. Now, I could have took the cop out and just talked about Mandalorian, because I did get to see Mandalorian. I did get to see that, and I'm like, wow, that's great. But I got to talk about Mandalorian once it finishes, because, you know, if I start talking about it episode by episode, I find out that some episodes disappoint others. So I got to talk about that whole series as one big thing. One big thing. That's just me. I hope you guys like the new background. I got the, like, newsroom, breaking news. Onyx is bullshitting. I mean, it's just, you know, just something that makes it all fun, you know. But if you looked at, the description, what else is going on with your boy? I did an upgrade to the studio. So those of you who follow me on Twitter, you saw the studio upgrade. I had three monitors. I changed it. Now I only have two. And wow, it's two slamming monitors. Now, I went on, and this is kind of what I was going to talk about on today's show. So I went on YouTube, and I did the research on this, because a couple of weeks ago they had, during President's Day back in February, they had, they had a sale on that. Samsung Odyssey Arc 55-inch curved LED gaming monitor. You hear me, right? Do you hear me? Now, I went on YouTube because I like the YouTube stuff and see what other people think. And when I go on YouTube and I look at what other people think, not that I care what other people think, because we always talk about it here. It's just an opinion for that individual. So, you know, even when I do my movie reviews, and maybe if I do a tech review, like my man Fully Geeking Out, please check out his channel. And then when I, you know, used to do food reviews, this is all opinion. This is all opinion based off of what is good for me or what I like. And I'm like, okay, let's figure this out. Let's figure this out. So I went from a 32-inch LG monitor with two 29-inch widescreen LG monitors. And I'm like, okay. That's right. I am a lost member of NWA. Anyway, I say, okay, let's figure this out. And it was working good productivity-wise. I used it for work. I did some good things on it. I was able to edit video when I was doing videos, when I should be doing videos now, and all that good stuff. I apologize because I'm really lacking in that aspect. But then I said, you know, I got to get the studio right. And I got to get work productivity straight. So I said, let me go ahead and I'm going to look at the videos on the Samsung Odyssey Arc. So I went into the videos, and a lot of people were talking, a lot of videos from like a year ago and stuff. This thing originally came out for $3,500. Ain't no way in hell your boy was going to buy a monitor for $3,700. Not going to happen. $3,500 or whatever it is. Wasn't no way. Wasn't going to happen. So then I said, okay, let's look. So back in February, they dropped the price. The price said, whoop, let me drop it. I know, I had to get a job, right? Yeah. Hey, that's because coffee time wasn't paying the bill. Coffee got expensive. So what ended up happening, right? So I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get this. And all the reviews, people were trashing this thing. They were like, oh, no, yeah, I can only open up one source off the HDMI. Oh, $3,500. Oh, I got to use the Samsung proprietary apps. Oh, I got to only can look at YouTube or Samsung apps or Samsung TV. I get it. It would be cool if I could open up an Xbox on one HDMI and I could open up the PC on the other HDMI. That would be cool. That would be pretty freaking awesome. But it doesn't do that. But I thought to myself, when do I play video games and play on the PC at the same time. I can't multitask like that. If you notice, I got an Xbox controller. My Xbox is right here. So the thing is I can play Xbox, but if my computer's up, what am I? Hold on, guys. Don't shoot me in Call of Duty. Don't hike the ball in Madden. Don't, you know, stop me in Titanfall. Let me go ahead, and I got to type something in, and then I'll pick the controller back. No, no, because I'm a console gamer. I'm not a PC gamer. I don't have the manual dexterity to do. Did I just drop something? Okay. I don't have the dexterity to do PC gaming. It just does not work that way for your boy. It does not. I mean, the way my hands work and my brain focuses, it just doesn't do it. And anybody that knows me knows I got to concentrate. My boy Terrence knows this because we used to play Xbox in the desert. I can't multitask. I got to concentrate or I'm going to suck wind. I'm just saying, putting it out there. It is what it is. So, okay. So, you know what? People can ask questions. Yeah, but you know what? Here's the deal. I still got two monitors. So, in the back of my mind, so just let me show you guys. Would you like to see the setup as it is now? I'm going to go ahead and show it to you. So, let me get... See, I was planning on doing it. I got the hookup. Okay, watch this. Watch this. This is cool. I like being able to do this. Bam! So, here's the setup. You see me trying to buy some WeatherTech. Let me pull up some Twitter. Okay. So, you're getting an unbridled look at the messy studio. I hope you guys like this. Okay, so I got the PC there in my jail cell because it's a tiny office. But then what you can see is the 55-inch beauty of the Samsung Odyssey Arc. That's nice. That is nice. It is the equivalent, when I open four windows, it is the equivalent of four 27-inch diagonal screens. Now, here's the thing. I pull this bad boy open, turn the Xbox on, start playing. It is on beast. Now, if I wanted to stream games, yeah, I would do it. But then, see, this is the deal. I got a 32-inch in portrait mode. That's how you do it, folks. That's how I could chat and talk. I'll pull up the chat, the Discord, whatever, and we'll get it. I mean, that's just, I mean, I don't know how else to do this. But I digress. People blasted this monitor. They blasted this monitor on YouTube. Oh, it's trash. They need to do a firmware update. Well, here goes the thing. Then, you know, from 3,500, it dropped down to $29.99. Like, why don't you just say $3,000? No, it's $29.99. Well, here goes the deal. I was able to fix my credit after years of just jacking it up, and they dropped this thing on sale for $19.99. It's not that bad when you say $19.99, isn't it? Okay, yeah, it is. It's not that bad. It's $19.99. $2,000. That's all it is. It's $2,000. Now, that's not a flex because I'm paying for this on credit over time. So it ain't a flex. So the minute that I stop paying for it, they're either going to come for my wallet or they're going to come for the monitor. They're going to repossess it. You know, that's how we roll. But here goes a couple of things that I did notice about the Samsung Odyssey Arc. First of all, it's all great and cool that you're able to do the cockpit mode and put it like that. But honestly, I could put mine in cockpit mode, but there's no way in hell I'm going to do it. I'm broken. And when I say I'm broken, I got some vertebrae in my neck that's kind of jacked up over years of military service. So if I put this thing in cockpit mode, I am not going to sit there like this and trying to figure out what's on the very top of the screen. So I'm going to leave it in this fashion. I'm going to leave it in the fashion you saw it, like a regular ass TV or monitor. And that's how you do it. Now, here's the thing. I'm looking at the comments. and I'm going to go ahead and say it. I see what you're saying. And I see what you're saying, fully geeking out. I see it. And here goes the thing. I don't get the light bleed. With the Samsung Odyssey Arc, I'm able to kind of tone the screen down. And I've got the colors because I usually keep this office dark. It's kind of bright in here right now because when I'm doing the live stream and stuff like that, I got to have the light on me so it shows up in the thing. And that's kind of cool. And it makes it look a little bit better. But what I will say is that the lighting, the LED, you know, it's perfect. It's great. This is actually better than the majority of the televisions I have in my home. And, you know, even though I got the big 70-inch screen, I got a PlayStation 5 hooked up to it, and I can go play that. My grandson plays it. Fortnite beast. I'm loving it. But the thing is, I get on there, and it just becomes a matter of, okay, what is working for me? Now, the first day I hooked this up, motion sickness playing Call of Duty was a mess. I ain't gonna lie. That screen was moving. Things was going faster than I was used to. I was in here like, whoa. And I'm not really going to be playing. I'm going to play games on it, but gaming is not really what I got it for. It's the productivity. And as you kind of saw, I've got a, you know, when I showed the camera, I've got a web page open. I've got my OBS studio showing everything. I got on my secondary monitor, I got the chat talking to you guys. I can see it near my camera. And this is an excellent productivity monitor. When I was doing my work on it, my day job, I was able to have multiple windows open and do a video chat with coworkers while I was doing things and still had full visibility of email, tracking software, and such. This was great. So I didn't get all the gloom and doom that everybody got. Now, here goes the thing. You could probably get away with doing this with a television. But here's the deal. When it's completely focused on being a gaming monitor, keyword, monitor, televisions, it's a different view aspect. It's a different way that you have the focal points and the such. Samsung stopped making curved televisions. If you ever take a look. So, you know, my thing is, if you've got the space and you've got the money and you've got the time and you've got the muscle, I am going to go ahead and tell you, my wife and I almost died bringing this monitor into the house. I've got 3 flights of stairs, and my dumb self, I got a doorstep delivery, not thinking. I should have got the white glove delivery. The white glove delivery, which at the time I purchased this, was free. Keyword, it was free. I should have went with the free 99 option and had them bring this damn thing upstairs. The box itself is huge. The box itself weighs 126 pounds. I got pieces for wall mounting or bracket mounting for this thing that are absolutely useless that came with the system. So that's about 20 pounds right there of stuff you're not even going to use. The One Connect box is great. 4 HDMI inputs, 1 wire connects it to the monitor. You got the great solar powered remotes. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me though. Solar powered remotes. You can also plug it up. USB-C if you so choose to charge them up. But, you know, if you got a light on, you good. Huh. Now here goes the bad parts. The bad parts is, if you got a bum shoulder like I do, jacked up back, it's a mess. And you need a friend to help you put it together and pick it up on the desk. My desk is exactly 32 inches off the ground. Okay, it's not a sit-stand desk. It's a big, you know, I built it with IKEA countertop, reinforced metal frame. This thing, it can hold some weight, but you still got at least a 100-pound monitor that you got to lift straight up, awkward as hell, and put on top of this bad boy and adjust. So I'm not moving this. If I decide to buy a new house or something, I need to get some big burly movers who can gently carry this thing downstairs and move it to my next place if I do that. It is what it is. Yeah, you know what? I should have made a video, but here goes the deal with that. I was so sweating and tired and hurting. I don't have the arm brace on now. I had the arm brace on the majority of the day today. I'm asleep with the arm brace. I'm hoping they don't get some big needle that they jam into my neck when I go to the doc on Tuesday. But it's like, okay, let's figure this out. All right. But it is what it is. I got rid of the big box because I had to, I got rid of the box after I made sure that all of this worked. Bottom line up front, is this monitor for everybody? No, it is not. Is this monitor just rampant indulgence? Yes. Yes, it is. It's just like Thomas said, hey, I went for the nuclear option. It was done. I was like, do I want to go and get a couple of 49-inch curved widescreens and do what and do this and buy a mount and do this and do this? No, I went for the nuclear option. I was like, let's drop the bomb on it. Be done. Be done, done. Now, yo, and actually, no. When I say I was crying is not the word. I was like, I'm hurting. People, I'm hurting. Man, this video clipping me? God dog it. I got to figure out how to get that straight. But anyway, but that's it. So now, what am I getting ready to do? I treated myself to a computer monitor. The wife treated herself to upgrading her vehicle. I am not upgrading my car. I don't want a car note. My wife wants a car note. I don't want a car note. So we going to let her deal with what she deal with. You know, and you know what? And that's the thing that I try, you know, fully geeking out, said it the right way. Don't shortchange yourself. If you got the ability and the moment to treat yourself to something, treat yourself to it. For years, I used to go out and be like, no, I don't want to buy that because it's too expensive. No, here goes the thing. And I guess I'm learning this because I'm getting a lot older. What's the purpose? What am I saving it for? Enjoy yourself. Enjoy life. Take trips. Get what you want. Buy the quality that you feel you deserve. For years, I did a lot. I shortchanged myself with a lot of stuff. And that's it is what it is. Now, Terrence, you're not allowed to see me cry. You saw me cry enough when I used to let Braggs beat me on the Xbox 360 playing Madden in the tent in the middle of Iraq. That's how I'm going to throw that out there like that. Now, and here goes the thing. Now, I got a cool gaming chair. Don't get it wrong. I got my gaming chair back here, but I went cheap. I want to get one of those cool ass, what do they call it? Secret Lab gaming chairs. But here goes my thing. I don't know anybody. I don't trust reviews because how can you tell if a chair is going to be comfortable on your butt? And fully geeking out, you said it. You spend more money in the long run buying cheaper stuff. Why? Because it wears out faster. Therefore, you got to replace it. It's just how they do it. It's just how they do it. Now, my cables and other stuff like that, I'm still going to go through a ton of them in Amazon. It is what it is. Yeah, the Titan, huh? I need to make sure because here goes my thing. If I go ahead and I get another chair, I want one of them chairs that got all the neck and back. I want to be able to press a button and it, thank you, Mr. Onyx. Let's go ahead and massage your back. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of chair I want, but you know. This one's cool. It's got Bluetooth speakers. And here's the funny part. I bought it because it had Bluetooth speakers built in and I never use them. I never use them. Tell me that. Now, that is that just wrong? It's just wrong. I'm just saying. But, you know, new gaming chair, that's probably coming down the line a little bit next year or maybe the end of this year. I don't know how I feel about that. We're going to have to go ahead and see. Got to pay some bills. Got to pay off this big-ass monitor. But but it is what it is. But hopefully I'll be able to go ahead and get some of these reviews done. I'm going to actually see if I can go to the movies tonight. Let me see if I can get Dungeons & Dragons in tonight. If not, I'm going to get it in this week. But I don't know because I got to get Mario in this week. You know, Super Mario. That, you know, that has to be looked at. That's, you know, video game, cartoon, superhero kid life. We got to see the Mario. And then, you know, we got pre-sale tickets for Guardians of the Galaxy coming up. So we're going to try to get all of this done while what? Life is going on. Man. But here goes the thing, guys. And this is the thing. Whole purpose of me with this crazy rant, drinking the adult beverage, is to kind of share my little infinite bit of going full nerd wisdom. And that is, if you can't treat yourself, you can't treat anybody else. Make sure you take care of yourself, and then you'll be able to take care of others. I don't know who needed to hear that, but I felt like saying it. Anyway, I think we're done. We're at all 25-minute, 30-minute mark. That's what we do. Here goes the thing. I think the studio is done. I got to do some cable management, and I got to run wires, so I got to mentally prepare myself for that. Now, here goes the key. If you had to do one big purchase, I want everybody to think about this for yourselves. If there was one big thing that you really wanted more than anything else, do you have the conviction, the time, or the money to get it for yourself? And if not, why not? Take the time, treat yourself, take care of you. What about the kids? Don't forget about the kids. Yes, we're not going to forget about the kids. I do need to spread the links. The links. We are full-fledged ahead, raising money again for Children's National Medical Center. We're going to start it, obviously. Channel memberships, go to that. They don't go to my indulgence of electronics. I'm just letting you guys know that. I got to put that out there. I got to, at full disclosure, none of that goes to this stuff. This is my habit, you know. I mean, I drink one adult beverage a week. So where does the rest of my money and time go? Buying electronics. It is what it is. So cable management is no joke. If you go on Twitter, take a look at the picture, you'll see my cable management is atrocious. I got to figure out. I actually got to buy cables and figure out how to run this crap. I just look under my desk and figure somebody's going to choke the hell out of themselves if they ever crawl under my desk. And that would be me. But anyway, remember, if you can't say something nice to anybody, don't say anything at all. Please go check out the movies, check out the shows. I'll be honest with you. The stuff that I did watch this week, I saw the season finale of My Hero Academia. That was deep. I went and finished watching Hunter x Hunter. That was deep. And now I got to find a new anime to watch until the next season of My Hero Academia pops off. Damn. I might have to watch Full Metal Alchemist over again. Anyway, peace, y'all. And I'm out of here. Let's get some funky outro music. Let's get some. Hopefully this is upbeat. Oh, this is the hard one. But anyway, peace out. Okay, what's some of the things we learned this week? Never lift up a 120-pound monitor by yourself or your shoulder will suffer. Another thing that you also learn, when you got 18 million things planned, the fun thing usually kind of falls to the wayside. And last but not least, if you're a president or running for president, don't go and pay off hookers. That's the one that you really need to pay attention to. Anyway, if you're watching this long, there hopefully is a subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. There'll also be some videos that you can look at next to that beautiful mug that's over here. Okay, I got to make sure I orient myself. And those are pretty cool videos that you probably should check out if you're watching the replay. I'm gone, y'all. Have a great and wonderful rest of your Sunday. Happy April, and this is not an April Fool's.